You are rooted in the divine is the theme for the month of March. And today's talk is about dealing with duality or not. Okay, so it was just a couple of weeks ago we won the Super Bowl, right? And then it was Friday that New England came and took out our trees. What is this? We do have stuff that takes place in our lives. We have things that disturb us and scare us and make us wonder sometimes. We have events in the world that are humanly engineered that should never have taken place. And it certainly looks like duality, doesn't it? It can look like there's two powers, a power for good and a power for evil, but we know better than that. And we need to remember more often, there is a power for good in the universe greater than you and I are, and we can use it. We need to be using it for good a little more often, and that's up to each of us. I realize that there are some people in the world who are more conscious than other people and willing to use the power for good in a beautiful way to enhance our individual lives, our families, our friends, our neighborhoods, and the world itself. And there are those who haven't awakened to that yet. And out of fear and out of a sense of insufficiency, that rather than cooperation, there's competition. And rather than giving, there's grabbing. And it has to stop. When is it going to stop? Where is it going to stop? It's going to stop individually as each person awakens to the truth that there's only one life. It's God's life, and it's ours to use, and it's ours to share with one another. And we're here to make a beautiful world, to bring heaven to earth. And we can do this. Ernest Holmes says, it is only when we let go of all human will and recognize the pure essence of the spiritual principle incarnated in us that thought rises above a belief in duality. Now we know there's polarity. That's how things get created here on earth. There's male and female. Let me tell you the story of how that works. Oh, you know that one already. All right, I'll go into something else then. There's polarity. And we need the polarity. But we don't believe in duality. As soon as we begin to get into that false belief, what happens is our powerful, intelligent, wise, creative minds begin to create more of what we do not want. Which is why we study this principle, in order to bring what we desire into our world. Do you remember that old story about the man who was falling off the cliff and he grabbed a vine and he was, everybody knows this one, but I haven't ever shared it with you, I think, because you already knew it. But today I felt I would. Hanging onto the vine and the vine is letting go, letting go. It's about to break off. And he's looking down at the chasm below. And he's saying, God, help me. Help me. And he hears this voice from up above saying, let go of the vine. No, no, help me. I need your help. Let go of the vine. Finally, the man says, is there anyone else up there I could talk to? We don't trust. We cling to what we already know isn't working for us, but we cling to it instead of letting go of the little will in order for the greater will to come about. You know, God's will has gotten really bad press. That child, well, it must have been God's will. A hurricane, God's will. It's even written in some insurance policies, right? An act of God. Excuse me. There's only one thing about the will of God, and it is to express life and to express it greatly. The will of God is to manifest itself beautifully in through and each of all of us as its beloveds. Isn't that better? It's the truth. So as we surrender as Jesus so wisely said, thy will be done, not mine. When I am pushing for something to happen, I'm using willpower instead of inviting the will of life, the will of the divine, the will of joy and happiness and aliveness to move through me and to create beautiful things. So we get involved with this duality, life or death, right or wrong, good or evil, up and down, tall and short, light and dark. Let's get back to the oneness. Let's jump into that awareness that we are rooted in the divine, that we can't get outside of this beautiful life. In Buddhism, there's Esho Funi in the Japanese form of Buddhism. Oneness of life and its environment is what that means. It's also non-duality of life and the environment. Don't you think we need more of that right now? The principle that life and its environment, though two seemingly distinct phenomena, are essentially non-dual. They're two integral phases of a single reality. In the Japanese term, Esho Funi, Esho is a compound of Shoho, meaning life or living being, and Eho, its environment. Funi, meaning not two, indicates oneness and non-duality. Nana, am I saying this correctly? Thank you. It is short for Nini Funi, which means two in phenomenon, but not two in essence. Two in phenomenon, it looks like two out here, but in essence, it's one. Not. Reminds me of a dear friend of mine. Well, she was once married to my brother, and years later, she married a delightful Japanese man named Sashi Watanabe, and had a dog, and he decided he was going to teach the dog to bark or not. And that's what he taught him. It was like, bark, not bark. Bark, not bark. Same thing. The idea of duality, not duality. Oneness, it is all wonders underneath. We have this appearance. We have an illusion, actually. Even though it is one that we can feel and see and touch and weigh and measure out here, it has no lasting quality. The life of God is infinite and eternal. It is forever. Everything that comes into the world comes to pass. It comes to pass. It does not come to stay. And the more power that we give to it mentally and psychologically, the more it stays in that situation that we would rather it did not. Not, not. Human limitation dissolves as we enter more deeply into oneness. Cheryl, Dr. Cheryl, who is with the children, child, hopefully more by now, have come in the other door. She did a fabulous project in class one day, and it was about God goggles. She brought in, remember those who were in class? She brought in the God goggles, where we're able to see through appearances to the way God sees. It's time for us to realize that old God in the sky that some people used to believe in never was. That there never was a big superhuman being with powers, with a book keeping track of what we did right and what we did wrong. This is not Santa Claus. Instead, there is a living, loving, wise, creative, intelligent, wonderful presence. The essence of life itself is God. And sees only in all of its beloved creation, oh, that's good and very good. Now, this is a big thing for somebody who has not perhaps come to a point of belief that God does not see any sin or need to have any punishment. God sees only perfection. But look at this universe. Look at this world. Why isn't God stepping in and doing something here? Let's have a little deus ex machina. That's for the plays. What's true is that nothing needs to come in and create a miracle. You and I get to begin to look through the God goggles where we see the perfection of life. There's such power. It's not easy to do that, folks. Have you tried? Keep trying, because it's essential that we do. When things happen in the world that are shocking, frightening, unbelievable, and we bring, so much fear and terrible creative negative energy to that, we're creating more of it. That's how it works. We've got not to do that. We need instead to look through our God goggles and to see the way God sees. That's a big one, isn't it? That's a big lesson that we all get to learn. The children, too, have learned about seeing through God goggles. Thank God I grew up in this teaching, understanding that there's God and nothing else. And people will say to me, oh, you're so lucky. You know, you really didn't have anything to deal with, did you? Oh, hey, I was a teenager. I went to high school. I had challenges, but I knew how to deal with them. I knew how to go and see my beloved Barney, Dr. Earl D. Barnum, and he would always sit me down and go, okay, Maxine, what's the truth about this? Oh, sweet, to come back to the truth of it. And we have an opportunity to do that every day. In the midst of the temporary, we can see the eternal. I had this thing going on in my body, and I found out that even with a stuffy nose, I could say and mean and feel and experience, I am pure spirit. Say that with me. I am pure spirit. Doesn't it feel like, doesn't it resound truthfully to you when we say these things and feel them in our hearts? That's how we return from a false sense of duality, health and not health, into there's only one presence. It's God's love. It's pure spirit. And I am that pure spirit now. Do you realize that you are at all times, no matter what may be going on? And this is how we do not recover our health, remember? What is it that we recover? Our furniture. We uncover the health that's always been there. We couldn't have it if it weren't already there. We couldn't experience it ever again if it wasn't already our true reality. It's true for everything else in our lives. It's true for our prosperity. It's true for our loving relationships. It's true for our creative activity. All of that is within us, and we have the ability to return to that place of health and prosperity and love and the joy of creating. I have a body. I am not my body. Will you say that with me? I have a body. I am not my body. Infinite intelligence is at work in our bodies all the time, bringing us back. That beautiful word, homeostasis, by the way, that has a Greek origin. Homeostasis, coming back to our natural state of being. And so as soon as we apply our good, intelligent, creative activity of the mind, when there is a challenge in our lives, and come back to the oneness and stop giving power to the duality, we return more easily to that place of our divine origin. A wonderful book called Original Goodness. Original Goodness. That's the truth. Who ever believed in a silly thing called original sin? Don't put up your hands if you ever did. I have a sense that it may have been kind of running around the neighborhood. You and I were born in perfection. We were born out of the wholeness of God's one perfect life. And that has never changed. And that will never change. And anything that takes place temporarily that would fly in the face of that truth is already on its way out. Friday was fun, wasn't it? Reverend Mike was in Center City. He went to see the Terracotta Warriors. Loved it. It was only 7 detours for him to get home. In the meantime, Yoga and I were without electricity for 6 hours, and it was cold and dark. And we knew what to do. Blanket, dog, woman, easy. Snuggle. We knew we were safe. We were grateful. We moved right into gratitude. And all the at the same time as Elise's trees are falling down, we're still moving into gratitude. I remember a woman years ago had a beautiful property she'd lived in this home all of her life, raised her children there. She had grandchildren who came to visit. One day there was an incredible storm. It just took up trees. It knocked over buildings. Her house was okay. But after the storm, the next day, she went outside, and this tall stance of gorgeous trees that she and her husband had planted 50 years before that were just gone. Rather than going into, oh, how could this have happened? She looked on the horizon and she said, I have not seen that range of mountains in years. Isn't it beautiful? A new vista, God goggles. We have the choice. And of course, we were all doing spiritual mind treatment, affirmative prayer for everybody's safety. I don't know if Diane, our bookstore leader, cedar leader, has gotten her electricity back on yet. But I know she's fine. Reverend Mike got home safely. As I said, 7 detours is not too many when you're going the right way. And look at us today. We're safe. The sun is shining. It always will. Nichiren. This is 13th century Japanese Buddhist. He said, if the minds of living beings are impure, their land is also impure. But if their minds are pure, so is their land. There are not two lands, pure or impure in themselves. The difference lies slowly in the good or evil of our minds. Everything begins within our minds. And just as the creative process works in the universe, with the mind of God intelligently creating universes and worlds and everything on them, so our individualized use of that infinite mind works in the same way. I am pure spirit. I am bringing about what I desire to bring about in my life. I am aligning my will with the will of the divine. I'm inviting and allowing something beautiful to emerge from me by keeping my mind stayed upon that which is true and beautiful and of good report. I'm bringing heaven to earth. I'm walking heaven today. This is our choice every moment of every day. It's a wonderful thing to ask ourselves from time to time, where was my thought right now? Was I going into, oh, ain't it awful? Or was I saying, wait just a moment, I'm going to put my God goggles on and I'm going to see the truth about this situation and bring, through the power of good within me that is mine to use, bring a new mental equivalent, a new spiritual prototype, a new idea into my world that I wasn't seeing before. I can do this because I'm empowered by the power of God within me. You see, ultimately, we cease attempting to change anything out there. We're not going to rearrange the furniture in the world. We're not going to try anymore to change a person. Wouldn't it be nice if we had this remote where we could say, this is how you change other people? Haven't all of us wanted to do that from time to time? It's time to stop. It's time to stop judging other people. It's time to realize they're just fine as they are. That there's an infinite wisdom within them that's guiding and directing them to what's the greatest thing for them. It's not my job. Breathe a big sigh of relief. Not my job. It's my job to see the divine within every person. Not my job to tell them what to do. I won't even tell you what to do if you come to me for pastoral counseling. Sorry. We don't give advice, not practitioners, not ministers. What we will do is to help you access the divine wisdom within you in order to make all the right and perfect decisions for your life. Makes our job a lot easier. Let me get the rule book out. You ought to do this. No, that's not what happens here. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't it freeing? I'm not changing anything out there, not person, place, or thing. I want to surrender creatively and gratefully to the supreme unity. My mind is the starting point. Your mind is the starting point. We begin by remembering our unity with the divine. I want my heart to be open to see through the eyes of oneness, through the eyes of love, through the eyes of wisdom. Because there's really nothing to change, only my idea. I may have had an idea, a belief in separation. That's the greatest thing. My Barney used to tell us, there's only one thing that needs to be healed in this entire world, and that's a false belief in being separate from our source. Really get that. If you don't get anything else today, get that. There's only one thing that needs to be healed in our lives and in the world, and that is a false belief in being separate from our source. We're God-powered. And as Meister Eckhart said, we ought to just be letting God be God in us. It's time to awaken. So still, I maintain my focus on the image of heaven coming to earth. A peaceful world. Can you imagine the global vision of complete peace in this world? Take just a moment, never mind everything else you've been seeing. Can you just imagine with me for this moment peace in the entire world? This is where it begins. Imagine all children safe. All children safe, fed, loved, all needs met of all children in the world, everywhere. Imagine it. This is where it begins. Imagine a humanity that is loving and cooperative. Imagine this humanity being wise enough to bubble up from within their own subconscious group subconscious mind, the leaders that are in integrity and compassion and cooperation with a willingness to bring this heaven to earth in a way that we are all finally living as God intended for us to live. No more duality, no more good evil, just good manifesting itself beautifully. You and I can rest in pure spirit and let it carry us, you know, like a well-designed ocean liner that can just rest in that ocean because it's so beautifully designed, so much in tune with the laws of nature, the laws of water, aero, whatever we need. What's the engineering behind making that big steel thing float on the water? I didn't graduate in that. I don't know. But imagine, just as a well-designed ocean liner can move gracefully and successfully from one point to the next, so a well-designed new idea, a new mental equivalent like we've just been playing with this morning, and that's not just play, that's real divine work when we do that, that it can make a difference in the world. And then we know what to do. We're guided to do things in the world, but we begin in our consciousness. 7-year-old Avery Huddleston from Illinois was upset about the children in Puerto Rico after the hurricane, and it's just still not handled. It's taken such a long time. No reason for that. He decided to forego birthday presents and that year and to send school supplies to Puerto Rico. And he did that. The supplies were delivered to a classroom by electricians, and the electricians found that even though it was dark in much of the school, that there were lights on somewhere. And they found, as they traced what was going on there, that they were able to repair a broken transformer and bring lights to the entire school. Because of one little boy's heart's desire to make a difference. You see how that works? Infinite intelligence is at work in this universe. It's at work within each of us. Oh, please, let's open to it. Let's bring ourselves into a place of such beautiful oneness. By the way, those children then all started singing and dancing. I see a world of children singing and dancing. I want us to sing and dance as we return to that center of pure spirit, to sense our oneness, to see through the eyes of the heart, and to create a new idea in the mind of God. And let that perfect law of mind bring one beautiful manifestation after another into being. Will you say with me, I'm one with the one. I release any false belief in separation from my source. In separation from my source. I relax into the unity with all life. And so, my beloved ones, beginneth our lesson.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We love having such a special means of connecting with you and trust you have enjoyed this message. If you have benefited from and been uplifted by these ideas and would like to learn more about our spiritual community, please go to our website at cslphilly.com. And if you wish to express your gratitude, simply click on the donate button to experience the joy of conscious giving. Your generous support makes it possible to share these messages of inspiration with all the world. Please share this message with anyone you feel might benefit and encourage them to subscribe to our podcast by searching GPCSL on your favorite podcasting application. Again, thank you for joining me and the Greater Philadelphia Center for Spiritual Living Community as together we create a world that works for all.